This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, March 27th. Well, just when it looked like the markets were going to get some upward momentum following a slightly negative cattle and feed report where the market opened lower and then quickly pushed higher, Tuesday you come in and you have an avian flu that has infiltrated dairy herds in Texas and Kansas. So that certainly came out of the blue, and the market really didn't know how to react to that Tuesday morning. We opened up slightly lower, then the market went higher, kind of chopped around for a few minutes before you saw the wave of selling come in, and then it was kind of lights out for the market. We had feeders down over $7 at one point. They settled down $5. Live cattle were down $3 on the day, but they were down as much as $4 as well. So we didn't get a lot of buying interest. There were some minor attempts to buy the market, especially, you know, about halfway through the session, we saw a wave of buying come in, but it couldn't stick, and the market still ended up fairly weak for the day. Not on the lows, but still under a great deal of pressure. Just a lot of unknowns here. You know, how widespread is the avian flu? It doesn't appear to be killing cattle. But the question is, are the dairy herd managers going to be more aggressive culling the older cattle that seem to be more at risk? So we'll see. Obviously, that would put more cattle on the market, more beef production at a time when beef production is pretty tight. So it's not like this would overwhelm the market, but it definitely does cast a negative tone to the market. In the cash trade yesterday, we saw some, about 400 head trading on the negotiated market at around 186, which would be down 4 from last week. On the formulated market, we had average price of around 189 on bigger numbers, around 27,000 head. So the cash is getting going fairly early. Again, the negotiated at lower money on the formula price were pretty close to last week's trade, around 190, just down 1. So the cash markets, if anything, a little bit softer, but not really falling out of bed, at least at this point. They may try to use, you know, obviously a weaker board certainly would give some leverage to the packers to try to push these cash prices lower. In the box beef trade, choice was up 20 cents at 311. Select was down 170 at 300 even. The spread gained $1.90. We're sitting at 1083. Movement was 122 loads. So movement's hanging right in there. Monday was a good solid day at 108 loads. Yesterday at 122 is a good solid day as well. So we're off to a good start as far as volume of boxed beef. Slaughter rate yesterday picking up. We're at 125,000 head. For the week, we're sitting at 243,000. That's 1,000 more than a week ago, but still down 7,000 from a year ago. The feeder cattle cash index from Monday, around 4,100 head trading, average price 250.13. The 7-day moving average is down 7 cents. We're at 251.63. So far for the week, the cash trade slightly lower than where we were a year ago, but boxed beef is hanging in there. And again, the volume finally starting to pick up. Taking a look at the cold storage report for beef as of February 29th, we had 442 million pounds in cold storage. That's down 12% from a year ago. Pork supplies at 456 million pounds, down 12% from a year ago. And chicken at 788 million pounds was down 9% from a year ago. So some pretty big drops in cold storage from where we were last year. And for beef, that's the lowest February inventory since 2014. Some of that is simply because of the lower beef exports we've been seeing. So you're not seeing as much beef being staged in cold storage, getting ready for shipping. That's, I think, a big reason why the beef in cold storage is down so much. So moving forward, we'll see what today brings. You know, the market didn't close on the lows of the day, but it was in the lower third of the trading range. So we're going to need to see this market snap back pretty fast in order for the buyers to have some confidence that that was just kind of a one-off day. We've had a pretty good correction in both the live cattle and feeders. You know, unless the fundamentals have changed or the seasonal highs were already in, I would think the markets would be able to recover from this and at least take a look at the highs that were put in here, you know, a few weeks ago. seasonally, we're still in that time window of when the markets would put in a high. You could argue that some of the back month live cattle have already done that. There was a long trading range in some of these back months before the market kind of rolled over to the downside. But the cash market is still firm. The feeder cattle market still is very strong. So I don't see that market breaking a whole lot further at this point. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.